Hugo Schwitzer. I am a professor of history and gender studies at Pasadena City College, and I am one of the coordinators of Slut Walk Los Angeles.
Tell us what Slut Walk is. What I know, we know the story, but just briefly give us the story of the Toronto cop, you know, et cetera, if you would. And I guess that's emblematic. It's not just about that person, but, you know, what started this all?
Absolutely. Earlier this year, while giving a talk to a group of students at a Toronto-area university about rape, a Toronto constable who was apparently trained on how to educate young people about rape prevention told young women that the best thing they could do to prevent rape and to keep themselves safe was to, quote, avoid dressing like sluts, to avoid dressing slutty. And, of course, that did was ignite a firestorm because he did something very traditional, something that we continue to do and have done for a very long time, which is put the blame for rape on women, taking the responsibility away from men and placing it on women to cover up in order to conceal themselves from predatory males who have no self-control.
So this just got people riled up, I would imagine, from coast to coast.
Absolutely, and it's amazing. This phenomenon has now led to slut walks, which are these marches to protest not just this cop, but the idea that women are responsible for men's actions. These marches have now taken place or are in planning for 6 of 7 continents, everywhere except Antarctica. We don't have any planned in Antarctica yet.
It might be a little cold out there. It'd be
exactly,
tough.
Exactly, yeah.
You have to dress kind of, put on a lot of layers there anyway,
exactly.
So I guess,
exactly. There are all kinds of jokes about the penguins we could go to right now.
Well, you know what I think about when I think about a protest or a demonstration or something like this is that really needs to, by necessity, be geared toward younger people among us. What about college kids and that sort of thing? Because you constantly have a new group of kids coming up the ranks, don't you?
Absolutely. And in fact, I'm sort of an anomaly. All of the other organizers that I'm working with are young. Most are college students. Our strongest response has been from college students. The slut walks have been organized on Twitter and Facebook, which, of course, are very popular with high school and college-age young people. And so under 25s are at the core of slut walk. But we absolutely welcome people of all ages. We are a family-friendly event.
Well, are you expecting a huge crowd tomorrow? It's tomorrow, right?
Yeah, it is. It is tomorrow at 12 noon at West Hollywood Park, near the intersection of Robertson and Santa Monica in West Hollywood. And we currently have an RSVP from Facebook for some 4,200 people. We're expecting somewhere in the neighborhood of anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000 people. We hope for more.
You know, Hugo, it seems to me that I remember this coming up really as a top-shelf kind of issue among rape cases maybe a generation ago, you know, movie of the week, et cetera, where the woman would be blamed for being raped. And is that still used as a defense, say, in court cases?
It's not used as a defense. It's used as a mitigating circumstance. I don't think any cop actually thinks, or any judge actually believes that a man cannot control himself when he sees a miniskirt. But what it does is it shifts the culpability towards the woman so that when it comes to things like sentencing, when it comes to things like a district attorney deciding to pursue a case, then absolutely this is alive and well. One of our speakers tomorrow will be a woman who worked in and still does work in the porn industry. And when she was raped, she was told by LAPD detectives, basically, a porn star can't be raped, and there's no way we could get a conviction, even if we did file charges, because of what you do. So this is alive and well.
Hugo, my son participated in a protest march at his college campus against rape on college campuses, of which the numbers have grown. Are you finding that young men, more men, are being involved in these slut walks? It's not just women.
Absolutely. And, you know, the stereotype is that young men are coming to a slut walk because they want to see young women wearing revealing clothing. The reality is, based on what we've seen elsewhere in Canada and Europe and here in the United States, is that young men are coming as allies because it's very insulting to young men to tell them that they have no self-control, to tell them that they cannot control their responses when they see a scantily clad woman. Men feel insulted by this, and particularly young men who know they can be attracted to a woman and at the same time still treat her with basic human dignity. They want to push back against the lie that they can't do that.
This is going on in West Hollywood, correct?
It is.
I see that you're in West Hollywood, known for a large gay population. Is this sort of translatable to the kinds of abuses, let's say, that, you know, if you weren't gay and dressing openly that way, then you wouldn't have been abused and, you know, somebody wouldn't have beaten you up or whatever?
Absolutely. I mean, it's part of a larger, set of issues around stereotyping. After all, we've seen cases in recent years where we've dealt with issues around racial profiling and around issues where black men walking, for example, in white neighborhoods are stopped and harassed or worse. And their right to walk down the street unmolested has been, you know, defended by the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has ruled that you cannot simply stop a man because he's walking down the street wearing dreadlocks, for example. You cannot hold a woman responsible for being assaulted by the same token because she's walking down the street in a miniskirt and stiletto heels.
Well, you certainly have your work cut out for you teaching gender studies.
Absolutely. Well, there aren't many men who do this work, but it is important that all of us be involved in this. We are all, men are fathers, men are brothers, men are husbands, men are lovers, men are sons. We live in a world where virtually every woman is at risk. Sexual violence is something that is part of women's lives. Even women who aren't raped, thank God not every woman is raped, but most women have been trained to live in fear to one degree or another of men. And as men, it's our responsibility to end that climate of fear for the sake of our sisters, for the sake of our moms, for the sake of our wives, our daughters, our lovers, our friends, for everyone.
Yeah, there's no what you're saying is there's no excuse for abuse or violence, especially against those who are weaker than us.
Absolutely. And there's no excuse no matter what, including there's no excuse for violence against someone who you imagine is trying to provoke you.
Yeah.
Excellent.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
We appreciate it.
Yeah.
We look forward to a big crowd tomorrow. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Do you have like a number? I mean, are you talking thousands or any idea?
Well, it's Facebook is not necessarily the most reliable indicator of what people intend to do, but there is a feature by which people can RSVP on Facebook. And as of this minute, we have just over 4,180 people. I'm looking at 4,187 RSVPs. We may get more, we may get less. But we certainly hope that we have a big turnout. The weather will be lovely. It's West Hollywood on a nice Saturday afternoon. We're going to have a rally and a march, and it's going to be a great, great experience for everyone.